This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written Constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
It's a historic day here on the Sacred Fire of Liberty. Why would it be historic? Well, it tends to be when you look back in history and on this day in history and you find out something unique happened, like, the shot heard around the world. On this day in 1775, the American Revolution begins with the battles of Lexington and Concord. Jonathan E. Ward, you know a bit about that history.
Yes, sir. Momentous day. Brave young rebels stood up against the British regulars, well-trained British regulars, disciplined, and took quite a few volleys and then retreated from the field. Bludgeoned them back as they retreated to go back into Boston. All along their movement back to Boston, they were picked off by rebels along the way, and the big scheme of things, they lost more soldiers than the rebels lost at Lexington and Concord. But of course, that was the trigger point to cause the Continental Congress to form and advocate rebellion and to choose fatefully in our favor the brilliant young and largely inexperienced, but nonetheless perfectly suited General George Washington, Commander-in-Chief of the Continental Army, and it was because of the work of the Marquis de Lafayette, Rochambeau, a number of French commanders in allegiance with George Washington, they finally decided to tip their hand in our favor and support us, that we succeeded in Battle of Saratoga and won the Revolutionary War after several defeats or near complete routs of our army. There was a glowing success in the Battle of
Saratoga. Where do we go? That's right. It's hard to remember all of them way back when, but that you've remembered.
Well, actually, it is. It's the Battle of Saratoga that was the defining moment. It wasn't George Washington there, but it was the defining moment where we actually trounced the British regulars badly. And then it was at Yorktown. I misspoke before, but it was at Yorktown that the surrender took place. The British surrendered. Cornwallis surrendered to Washington, but he refused to give Washington his sword and to appear in person because he viewed the Americans as vulgar and he viewed the defeat as ungentlemanly. But nonetheless, Washington took that in stride. They were defeated. They were allowed to retreat and they were allowed to pass through as they ordinarily would, flanked by Continental soldiers, and put down their arms, and that was the end of the conflict. But it would take some time before the British received word of it through Atlantic Passage of the information.
Yeah, they didn't have email and internet, and Pony Express wasn't going to be right either.
One of the interesting little, there are many, many, many fascinating tidbits of history, but a lot of people don't realize this. George III, King of England, went through an episode of psychotic episode that lasted several years, during which time he, for a portion of that time, thought he was George Washington. He was taken by George Washington and his ability to defeat the regulars and his strategy, and actually viewed Washington very favorably after that. And for the remainder of his life, he actually harbored quite a bit of respect for George Washington because he viewed him as a brilliant commander-in-chief and president.
Yeah, stunning that that aspect of the history didn't know. And I think what's unusual...
Before that time, by the way, that he viewed him as a rube, country bumpkin.
Yeah, no, that showed him.
He would be defeated in a minute.
Definitely showed him. Now, once again, on this day, 1775, we're doing a little history here on the Sacred Fire of Liberty to open up today. It's interesting to note that this is a year and a few months before the Declaration of Independence. You know, where this all started. Some people aren't realizing when this, it wasn't like we declared independence and suddenly the war starts, right? It's an interesting, fascinating backstory.
That's right. And a lot of people don't realize this, but when they read the Declaration of Independence to the troops in New York, they rioted, went down to what is now, I guess, Battery Park. And at the time, there was a giant iron statue of George III in a Romanesque type of presentation on a stallion, and they tore that down and then melted the statue and made bullets out of the iron ore and fired those bullets at the regulars during the Revolutionary War. So no doubt some British were killed by the statue of George III.
Amazing. Hey, apologies to all our Brits that are listening now. Nothing against you. But the reality of the history of the United States is, it's a fascinating one. And it makes it all the more sad and unfortunate that we have to cover a lot of the stories we do about the oligarchy that developed since we lost sight of why we fought that war to begin with.
Just another insight here for the British audience. You know, the Brits were somewhat divided as to whether they should support the American cause. Edmund Burke supported the American cause. The radical Whigs in Congress, in the Parliament, and their sympathizers in the public supported the American cause. And it was viewed as a battle for the rights of man, a battle for liberty. And it was opposed by the Hanoverians, the king and his counselors. But even among his counselors, some of them, who were prosecuting the war, had their doubts about the ability of Britain to win. And there are many in Parliament who advocated a resolution short of the military option, which would have resulted in a different course of history. We would probably be more like Canada had that happened. But the fact of the matter is it didn't, and that's a good thing, because for the first time in world history, the United States was an experiment in, again, another great English political philosopher, John Locke's two treatises on government, was an experiment in republican government, in the creation of a government that was instituted among men to protect the rights of the governed, where there would be no king, there would be no titles of nobility, and where the people would be viewed as sovereign rather than the king.
That's right. The first time in recorded history that the king or the crown, the emperor, whatever it was, wasn't the sovereign, it was the people. And again, we've lost sight of that, honestly, Jonathan, here in the United States at this point. And, you know, we're looking at modern or contemporary stories related to, for instance, taxation. You know, one of the things that upset the colonists, no taxation without representation, the Boston Tea Party concept of rebellion and revolt and protest. And now we're just, you know, begging for a few scraps to be given back to us each and every year. And the leftists are complaining that the Trump tax cuts are horrific, horrendous, they don't work, and they're hurting poor people. I'm like, wait a second. Wasn't it their money or our money to begin with? What happened?
Yeah, it's a terribly naive concept of the world when you think that income, wealth, can be generated by the actions of government. that government can somehow rob those who are most productive of the fruits of their labor and nevertheless continue to expect them to labor and can successfully redistribute income from the most industrious and productive to the least industrious and productive without consequences following that anyone with half a brain could predict. The point is, we have reached that stage where business, particularly in the United States, has been taxed so heavily, vis-a-vis the rest of the world, the highest tax rate in the world, that we had zero GDP growth, zero. And it's not long, it only takes a number of years of zero GDP before you're caught in a vicious cycle of downward economic self-implosion, where if an economy does not grow and stagnates in a free market, it ordinarily spells the beginnings of the death of that market. And here we are into the Trump administration, but a few years with the tax bill in place and an economy roaring along in the United States at about 3.2 GDP, which the pundits said never could happen. They said that at best Trump might get a 1 or 2 GDP. He's at 3.2, 3.3. And that's all because of his aggressive efforts at liberating the market, reducing tax burdens, and he's not done. Larry Kudlow, who he just appointed to his administration, announced that we're not done with tax cuts. This is the beginning. We're going to cut business tax rates again.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're able to succeed there, if they can maintain a Republican Congress, that's a good big if.
Right.
Another round of tax cuts would just spell greater growth. The other thing the Democrats tend to do is to assume that the tax cuts will not result in an expansion of the economic pie such that the old Laffer curve, such that the revenues derived from taxation would go up. Counterintuitive that you cut taxes and actually receive more revenue. But when you look at it, it's not counterintuitive at all. And that's because the reality of tax law is that if you tax heavily, as we did at some point in the United States history, we had individual income tax going all the way up into the 90s, 90 percentile, 90%. And what happened? How many people paid 90%? Almost none. The reason was they had all these loopholes. They used all these means to engineer ways around the tax code, or even if it's a underground economy we're talking about. So people won't commit suicide economically. They won't do it.
But they put up with a lot more than they should, in my opinion, here in America, Jonathan. We got to take our first break. It's the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour. Always a principled discussion and historically based with Jonathan Emord. You can find him at Emord, EMORD.com. We're at RobertScottBell.com. Links up in the show notes to everything, including, hey, one of the books I want you to read by Jonathan is called Restore the Republic. Check it out. We got lots more healing to go of a political and economic level after this. Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Special edition, I would say, of the Sacred Fire of Liberty. And when we do a historical perspective on things and then bring it into contemporary setting like you just did on the tax code issue, I've got to ask you, Jonathan, though, I feel like the American people have lost sight of this. They tolerate as much being stolen from them. Right? The idea of an income tax, a graduated one, interestingly, is a key plank of the Communist Manifesto. And the idea that the government owns 100% of what you can do and gets to tell you how much you get to keep is really revolting.
Well, you're quite right, Robert. And you mentioned earlier in the program how it was the rallying cry, one of the many rallying cries at the time of the revolution, that no taxation without representation. And the concept was that any tax, even a trifling tax, was unacceptable to the colonists because they were not represented in Parliament, and all that money was being taken by the Crown. So they were being forced to pay taxes to help fund the war debt of Great Britain from the Hundred Years' War, yet were given no right in Parliament to represent their interests. Well, there's a striking parallel in our modern environment. Sure, we're taxed quite a bit, and we have Congress critters who go and represent us in Congress, but the fact of the matter is most law is no longer made by the Congress of the United States. Most law is regulatory law, and it's made by unelected political appointees who impose regulations at their will from over 250 different regulatory agencies, result in significant cost to us in regulation and in fines and penalties and in a disgorgement of profits and so forth that these agencies have the power to do. And as a result, we have no representative control over those operations. Congress doesn't do anywhere near of an adequate job of monitoring and regulating the independent regulatory agencies. They delegated away all their power, the executive, judicial, and legislative power, all to single agencies of the government. And they're run by these unelected people. So we have taxation without representation. Those who are using our tax dollars are, by and large, not our representatives. As a result, we're in the same position as the colonials, and we have the right to say no taxation without representation, just as they did.
I think the tax rate is higher now than it was under the colonial times under King George.
Oh, my goodness, many times over. It's, the stamp tax might be onerous, but it certainly didn't represent as much as 48-50% of your income.
Right.
And yet the federal government, in certain instances, is presuming to take as much as 45% of people's income. And when you add to that state tax and local taxes, many people pay 50%. A lot of people pay in the 30s. And those are enormous amounts of money going out of their pockets that,
see,
if they were retained, would result in a massive expansion of innovation. And we would catapult our economy and our invention. I mean, we have brilliant people in this country who are dying to put their concepts into reality, but are restrained either by regulation or by taxation. And if those resources were available, if banks could make available loans again and so on, people would be running out there and trying their various experiments and coming up with new things and introducing new products, which would mean the standard of living of people would rise, which would mean that more people would be employed. You know, right now, because of Trump's activities, we have a very low unemployment rate in this country. And in the minority sector, the lowest levels in history.
Yeah.
And that is this president.
That's upsetting to our friends on the, if we can call them that, on the political left, who like to see people dependent on government because that's where they get their power. And this is to me the danger of government indoctrination centers. I am not a big fan of public schools, Jonathan, because they've taught for generations now the glory of government. All good comes from government. And that's why people are accepting of 40-50% of their work, their ability to earn, is taken from them. They go, oh, well, I'm just happy they let me keep some.
Yeah, it's really pathetic. I mean, we're a good thing workers are getting a tax cut such that, you know, payroll taxes are being reduced by this administration, but we have a long way to go. There really should be no justification in this country for anyone being taxed over 12% of their income. We need that money in the private sector. We need to depend upon private means to solve problems instead of government. They're so much more efficient. They're so much more effective. They're so extremely capable of specifically answering needs without waste. And government is just horrendous by comparison. People just will come to the realization as this bloated government continues to grow out of control that the services provided by government are so inadequate, are so delayed, are so bureaucratically stifling for those recipients of
better.
The aid.
We can do better. John,
we can do better.
Let's take a break.
The sector shows us how.
Yeah, stand by. We got another break here. Jonathan Ebord, my co-host here each and every week, Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Back after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, upcoming events. If you want to see where the Robert Scott Bell Show is going to be, where? Atlanta, a live expo coming up Saturday, Sunday after the show. But right now, Jonathan E. Moore, I'm sorry if it's Friday to Saturday, Sunday, the weekend in Atlanta. But right now, we have Jonathan E. Moore. Sacred Fire of Liberty continues discussion on topics in ways you won't hear anywhere else in broadcast media. Jonathan, we're talking principally about the concept of life, liberty, and property, pursuit of happiness, and the loss of recognition and acknowledgement of how important that is. for Americans, and I would say, dare say, people around the world that look to America as a bastion for freedom. We have to be a living example for that, and I think we've fallen far short. I'm not afraid to look inward at ourselves and say, you know what, we can do better. We can do a lot better, but it's not going to happen, in my opinion, by giving more power to the bureaucrats in Washington, D.C.
Well, that's right, and this is a part, you know, the quintessential definition of an American should be one word, liberty.
Mm-hmm.
We are a people who came out of an environment in the Revolution which demanded liberty first and foremost, that individuals would no longer be beholden to government, that rather people would be the sovereign and government would be their servant, and that the most prized ideological component of the American Republic was liberty. Here you could be free. You could be free to pursue your own economic endeavors. You could be free to take your income and expend it as you chose, not how the government chose. You could be free to order your relationships with mankind, so long as in doing so you did not violate the equal rights of others. And this was the quintessential definition of this magnificent place called the United States of America, which was to be a refuge for people of the world who sought asylum here for freedom, who left persecution, who left countries where their income was taken from them, where the fruits of their labors were denied them, and where they were forced to do the bidding of the government against their will, whether that was their political will, whether that was their religious preference, or whether that was their economic preference. And they came here, and this was a wide open, free land where they could build an empire on their own without having to answer to anyone for that. And as a result, we saw this rapidly expanding upward mobility in this country, where a person could go from destitute status, just come off the boat without a penny in their pocket, and become one of the richest people in the world. And the reason was that here ingenuity could thrive without the fear that a government inspector was going to throw shackles on you and make you a slave. And that is why freedom and progress became the characteristic of the United States and the envy of the world.
Sure.
And somehow we got this demented view, beginning in the 1920s, in the progressive era, that this wonderful place called the United States should really be defined according to what politicians wish it would be, and that our behavior needed to be constrained to satisfy the wants and needs of a majority who took over political office. And as a result, this went on and on, such that even industry was largely kept under the control of government in the Depression, in the New Deal,
yeah.
And then thereafter, in the Great Society in the 60s, of Lyndon Baines Johnson, again, massive expansion of government control over the private sector. And we've paid a bitter price for that. We've lost freedom, we've lost economic liberty, we've lost discretion, people have become overtaxed and overregulated. And we are still in that baleful state right now.
Mm-hmm.
We've been given some relief by this administration. Had this administration not come into office, we would have gone headlong deeper into this mess. And even though it makes absolutely no sense, based on the history of the world, to presume that people in government are better at determining what is in your own best interest than you are yourself, we still fall prey to the notion that something for nothing is possible, that something that is promised will be given to us without us actually having to expend resources for it,
yes.
And that we can enjoy a better life if someone else takes the burden and redirects our energies and tells us what we need to do. Well, that's not the way it works. It never has worked that way. The only way the world has advanced is individual initiative. And if we do not restore freedom, free economic liberty, political liberty, religious liberty, and
yes.
protect it at all costs, we are likely to see ever-increasing degrees of servility, where we become the servile people of an ever-rapacious state. And that's the history of the modern regulatory state. But this isn't going to end this way. We're not going to see the regulatory state prevail. It goes against the winds of history. The regulatory state is yet another failure of government, and it will collapse utterly when the degree of limitation on the ability of government to supply services to an ever-increasing populace that is attempted to be bought by politicians ends up being impossible. We're already there with much of it, but that level of dissatisfaction then leads to a revolt against the government, which then restores the market. But the inevitable course of history is in the direction of freedom, in the direction of individual liberty, economic liberty, and religious liberty, and political liberty. And it is the brilliance of the founding generation that they realized, and they were humble enough to accept, that the only just government is one that protects that liberty and is designed, its very purpose,
amen to that,
to ensure that those liberties are protected.
Jonathan, I see, again, in my lifetime, obviously coming in well after the progressive era was in full swing, the 60s, Lyndon Baines Johnson, the Great Society, then Great Society II, and on, the more that they've grown government, the more that the indoctrination centers have been totally encompassing in terms of development of our children in America that are going to these schools, the less mature we become as a people. And I say this spiritually. I think there's been a great spiritual immaturity, because the concept of pretending, believing that you can live and there's no cost to living, there's no consequence to actions, you can be taken care of cradle to grave by an all-loving, encompassing government agency or agencies, is a spiritual immaturity, evidence of that. And I think that, we can't look to government to solve the problem that government creates. Am I being unreasonable?
No, this is common sense, and it's informed by hundreds and hundreds of years of history, thousands of years of history. And what people fail to understand is that imperfection is a reality of human existence. We are frail, we commit sins, and we are not going to achieve perfection in this lifetime. We can strive for that, and we should. But being perfect is not going to happen. And the utopian concept of Marxism, that you can somehow structure institutions of government that tax people and take away their income and redistribute it, such that the wealthy will endure the loss of all of their wealth to supply the poor and cause all of the poor to be raised up to a middling level, and that middling level then will be sustained, is a myth that has been proven over and over again. What government control does is reduce what is above. It never raises what is below. It has no power to increase the economic pie. It cannot grow the gross domestic product. It cannot grow the economy. Only invention, only innovation, and only a free market does that. The greatest promise and hope for those who are on the lowest end of the economic spectrum is a market economy which allows for upward mobility. That is the only means to lift people up. The notion that somehow government, by redistributing income, will lift people up is a myth, because the rich will not continue to be rich in an economy that steals their money away and redistributes it. They lose their incentive at some point along the marginal rates. They lose their incentive to earn more because they'll just be taxed to the point of not being able to have that money for their own uses. So they discontinue the work.
Mm-hmm.
They take greater vacation time and so on. So you end up with this vicious cycle of government trying to rape and pillage the wealthy in order to redistribute it to the poor without enough coming from the wealthy class to be able to redistribute it to everyone in the poor class. And then the government itself consumes a massive amount of the redistribution.
Oh, yeah. It can only take and throw a few pennies back at you, and you're grateful for the scraps at that point. And here we have two major political parties in the United States, those of you listening around the world. You know them as Democrats and Republicans. Which party platform even discusses the restoration of property rights to the people? Honestly, on the platform, the last Republican that made any claims of such a radical idea was pretty much Ron Paul running for president some years ago. Other than that, you got the Democrats, which are now avowed Marxists, whether they claim to be or not. And Republicans can't even see the absurdity of life, liberty, and property not able to be able to coexist in a country that still embraces an income tax.
Yes, we've had a situation arise in this country where people who have principles such as we're talking about today are not in politics. people who have these principles. You have the Republican Party, which used to be the defender of these principles, no longer articulating these principles and no longer defending them.
Right.
You have the politics of modern political preference, where the arguments sound in distaste for one policy or another as a matter of preference, rather than as a matter of fundamental principle.
Right.
So they don't. By doing that, everything becomes fickle. Whether you're for or against gun control, whether you're for or against abortion, all these things become fickle. It's only when you get to the root of it with the fundamental principles at stake that you determine why it is most fundamentally essential that people be able to defend themselves, or why it's most fundamentally essential that we protect the rights of the unborn against those who would arbitrarily take life away. And, you know, these are things that are driven by principle. And if you don't talk in those in terms of principle, but instead based on popular politics, you want more money, I'll pay, you know, the last election. Why should anyone have to pay for college? Government should just pay for college. Well, what does that mean? Well, that means that you have to get the money from somewhere. And where is where the money is held presently, which is among those who have it available, which is the wealthier people. And so you're going to effectively, to achieve this objective, you would add several percentage points to the tax code,
mm-hmm.
so that someone paying, say, 40% would now pay 50, and someone paying 50 would now pay 60.
Well, no,
in order to take from the population all this money. You have that, or you can just inflate the money.
Sure.
Make college cost $1 million a semester because the government is paying, right?
You got Bernie Sanders magic. It just appears out of thin air. We like to say it. You like to receive it. Just take, hey, folks, we don't do that here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, especially not under the sacred fire of liberty. Hour. We got more principal discussion coming back after this break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Emore.com and RobertScottBell.com. All the links are cross-reacting there. And for the cause of liberty, Jonathan, you know, we were talking a lot about, I think, stimulated into the discussion by the Revolutionary War, 1775, Lexington, Concord, the battles that started this, shot heard around the world. And yet, we are so far from recognition of the true reason why this country was started so many years ago that we can get together and do this. Hopefully it fires people up to recognize that principles do matter and that dancing around symptoms is just as bad as what doctors do in pretending to treat you with a drug that addresses not the cause of your disease but creates 10 other diseases. That's what we see, allopathic government. And I would argue that despite all of that, there is innovation yet to be happening and maybe even is happening among those holistically health-inclined. Despite all the regulations, we've seen innovation in dietary supplements, natural remedies, and yet they have fought so hard just to even be able to utter a structure function claim.
It's very hard to make a people who have once tasted liberty voluntarily become slaves, and the way you achieve it is incrementally, by getting them to be bamboozled by the notion of the flim-flam man who says, I can create out of nothing something, and I can give it to you, and I can give it to all of you. And they say, okay, well, you're a wizard, I'll vote for you. And then they come to realize that the wizard has no power, that he's actually incapable of giving them something out of nothing, and that somebody has to pay for it, and in the process of paying for it, everybody's hurt. because it's no longer a direct response to need. It's a pablum that is given to everybody in equal measure, which has no beneficial effect because the particular ones in need don't get enough, and the ones who don't need it get some. There's no efficiency in government. Everything is allocated based on politics. Politics is not a just system. It's a selfish system driven by politicians who have their needs, which is to ensure their election. So if they can destroy us and be elected, they will. And if they can achieve their objective without destroying us, they will. But the point is, they must not be trusted. And the Founding Fathers understood this fundamentally. They understood that no one in government should be trusted. And in fact, they so severely wished to limit power to ensure that, they created this system of a mixed constitution with checks and balances, and they created the first written constitution to define what powers would be given to the government with all other powers reserved to the states and people. And that's because we have got to come to the realization that government is an evil, and that indeed it may be a necessary evil, but it's evil nonetheless, and we have to restrain its power so that people can enjoy a maximum of liberty. Now, sometimes that's not our option. Sometimes we are subject to invasion, our vital national interests are threatened by people who blow things up, and in those instances, we must use force. But that force must be used in an appropriate way, such that it is not turned against us, and it is not permanent. We haven't expanded this government to be a permanent monstrosity, just a monster that devours its enemies. Mm. That's a hard thing to do.
It is.
The Founding Fathers predicted that this would not last. They were chagrined, but they recognized that the inherent self-interest of people will drive them when given the power of government, which is the monopoly of police power,
mm-hmm.
and the power to tax at any level, the ability to basically redefine the game that takes place in the market for their own benefit. And that indeed is what happened. And we are only able to come back from that because of this legacy we have, the knowledge that it is possible.
It's somewhere in our DNA.
To have a limited federal republic.
Yeah.
It's still in our DNA.
Yeah, and I would argue that they may have argued in setting up the Constitution and hoping that we would bind those in government down by it, chain them down by it, was that the best they could hope for is to limit the damage government would do. That's why they wanted to make it very limited, very small, only a few powers, and they were very specifically enumerated. Folks, we've lost our way, although there are some, like Jonathan E. Moore, that know the pathway back, and that's why I mentioned his book, Restore the Republic, earlier this hour, and I hope that you would read it and get to learn about it and learn about the history that we bring out from time to time here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Jonathan, I appreciate you so very much. What an amazing sacred fire of liberty today.
Yes, it's been a good one, Robert.
Always, always a pleasure and an honor. And we'll be back. I've got a whole other hour of broadcast healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. The power to heal, even politically, is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.